This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Three people were killed Thursday in the latest Russian air attack on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Russian forces fired cruise and ballistic missiles during the overnight attack. Residents worn out by a month of relentless attacks were awakened by air raid sirens and loud explosions throughout the city. At least one child was among the three fatalities, while at least a dozen more people were wounded. Meanwhile, the governor of Russia's western Belgorod region said at least eight people were wounded Thursday morning in an attack on the town of Shevchenko that he blamed on Ukrainian troops. The attacks have come as Kyiv says it is preparing for a major counteroffensive against Moscow's forces. The U.S. House of Representatives late Wednesday night approved a deal to avoid the federal government from defaulting on its debts. AP correspondent, Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The compromise agreement between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden did not please most lawmakers, but still passed easily.
Yeas are 314, the nays are 117.
Tonight, we all made history.
Immediately after the vote, McCarthy said it's the biggest spending cut Congress has ever approved. Still, far-right conservatives like Chip Roy had vowed to block the bill.
You cut a deal that shouldn't have been cut,
saying the cuts were not nearly deep enough. Democrats said it was far better than the alternative, a potentially catastrophic first-ever default on America's debt. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it would move quickly to the Oval Office.
I cannot stress enough that we have no margin for error.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Find more on this and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said her country will soon put a military spy satellite into orbit. In a statement carried by state-run news outlet KCNA, Kim Yo-jong also promised Pyongyang will increase its military surveillance capabilities. Her remarks came after the failure of a North Korean satellite launch on Wednesday. In a rare admission of a setback, KCNA reported that the rocket crashed into the sea after an accident. A spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said any launch by Pyongyang using ballistic missile technology breaches Security Council resolutions. U.S. job openings unexpectedly rose in April, pointing to persistent strength in the labor market that could compel the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates again in June. Here's a Reuters correspondent, Alex Cohen.
Openings in April hit 10.1 million, which was well above the forecast for about 9.4 million, according to economists polled by Reuters. That works out to about 1.8 open jobs for each unemployed job seeker. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and other policymakers have paid particular attention to the statistic, and they would like to see it back to pre-pandemic levels of around 1.2. Expectations for another interest rate increase rose following the release of this report. The May jobs report out Friday will provide more details on the state of the labor market.
That was Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Amazon has agreed to pay a $25 million penalty to settle allegations by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission that it violated a child privacy law and deceived parents by keeping their children's voice and location data recorded by its Alexa voice assistant for years. In a separate case, the online retail giant has also agreed to pay $5.8 million in customer refunds for alleged privacy violations involving its doorbell security camera Ring. Amazon said it disagrees with the FTC's claims on both matters and denies violating the law, but says the settlements allow it to put these matters behind us. Hundreds of Amazon workers staged a brief walkout Wednesday at their corporate headquarters to protest the company's environmental impact and a new return-to-office mandate. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Power to the workers!
Hundreds of corporate Amazon workers protested the company's lack of progress on climate goals and an inequitable return to office mandate during a lunchtime demonstration in Seattle Wednesday. Church Heinle was among the protesters.
I'm out here because I refuse to just sit idly by while mandates are dictated from above down that don't make sense and hurt the planet.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.